OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Bendy. What else to do, so I just want high pitch. There's Beef Features.
Hello, internet.
I mean, I figured it was a good like mix, you know, because we still got Features the Dragon over here. And then there's Mauer.
Beep you.
Yep. That was a good one. That felt good.
It's pretty solid.
Came from my core.
So yeah. Features is still a little messed up. His voice is still all thrashed. So bear with us as that.
Yeah. Can you give me a grumble, grumble, grumble?
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
So, yeah, what we wanted to do today was talk about Spider-Verse.
What we wanted to do or what we have to do?
Kind of have to. All right. So welcome to the Saturday show. If you're new around here, it's where we don't talk about the news. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, don't news.
All right. Okay, so yeah, that's our topic. Our topic is because Into the Spider-Verse is right around the corner, and we would be dumb as a comic podcast to not go for the clickbaity stuff and do things.
What's
about
Into the Spider-Verse?
Into the Spider-Verse is a movie coming out by Sony. If you haven't seen the trailers, it looks pretty great. It's centered around Miles Morales, the Ultimate Spider-Man, that brings together a bunch of spider folk. And I'm not going to lie. I'm very excited for the movie, but I hate this book. I hate it a lot. And we'll talk about why in a second. But the Spider-Verse was a big story that was going on around, during Jonathan Hickman's Avengers run, where the incursions were happening, where all the Earths were colliding, and that led into Secret Wars and led into All New, All Different. So this was happening at the same time as like a really cool story. So this just frustrated me and I just threw it away. Like I honestly bought the main Spider-Verse issues and that was it.
Well, you despise this so much. I was like, if Menti doesn't like this Spider-Man book, there's no way I'm going to read it. Like Menti, the Spider-Man lover. I'm like, nope, he hates it. I'm just, nope.
It wasn't shiny enough.
Wow. you really want to do this? You want to go here?
Sit back, Features. We got this.
Okay.
No, Features, you'll agree with me on this. Why is Spider-Man cool? Let's start there. Why do we think Spider-Man's cool?
Because we relate to Spider-Man.
Why do you relate to who? So you relate to Peter Parker?
Yes.
Peter Parker is what makes Spider-Man cool.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Sure. I like Spider-Man.
Sure, but do you like Peter Parker? Like, can have Spider-Man powers and he's cool?
I like Peter Parker, but I don't know.
You like Ben Reilly, don't you?
Well, I like Ben Reilly, too.
Yeah.
You Ben Reilly love
My him. Favorite Spider-Man like is Noir Spider-Man at this
Who's
point.
Who's Ben Reilly?
The clone of Spider-Man that thought he was really Peter for a while until he turned into a pile of
He's the
mush.
Dude with the hoodie. He's awesome. And then who's Noir Spider-Man? We're going to have to do this every time we bring up one of these
Noir
people.
Spider-Man is the steampunk Spider-Man, basically.
He's not steampunk because there is a steampunk Spider-Man.
But before that, he was... So when the first Noir book, they described him as a steampunk Spider-Man.
He's from the 1930s. Is it Prohibition era?
Prohibition era in a trench coat detective type
He can't,
Spider-Man.
Like... He pretty much has all Spider-Man powers except for he can't stick to walls. But he's definitely darker. Like, he's a pretty brutal Spider-Man.
Wait. How are you Spider-Man, but you can't stick to walls?
Gwen couldn't do it either. Gwen had like extra help for that stuff, like technology and things that allowed for that.
Mm.
Not every spider person is straight up a spider.
And he made gadgets back then. It was more Marvel did that whole series of noir books that were noir storylines.
Yeah,
so there was a femme fatale in each of them.
We talked about Luke Cage noir.
Right.
With our Sean Mertenborough interview
mm-hmm.
with wonderful Curtis Blow.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome experience. Thanks, OG.
Go back and listen to our Con After Dark
But yeah, so what we're going to do now is just talk about the story of Spider-Verse. And I want to preface this with the reason why we just talked about Peter Parker is the and why I hate this book so much is to me, it kills everything special about Peter. Peter gets these great abilities. Peter learns a valuable lesson. With great power comes great responsibility, which we have to say at some point in a show about Spider-Man, which all goes out the window because it turns out he was destined to be this great spider person to begin with. That's what I hate about the Web of Destiny. That's what I hate about books like this, because Parker's no longer special.
Oh, he's still special.
He's one of many.
Do you believe in the Spider-Verse?
No, I would rather just have Spider-Man and then have the other cool spider spinoff characters expanding the Spider-Man world, but not necessarily connecting him in this degree. I'm not a fan of this.
Well, then Parker is still special.
Like, I thought Venomverse was cooler than Spider-Verse, and Venomverse is very weird with the parasite creatures.
Yeah.
So the Venomverse is very similar to where there's a bunch of Spider-Man. Venomverse is venomized versions of a lot of characters. All have Venom symbiotes fighting what are called the parasites. I think that's what they're called, which are like, they have like symbiotic relationships with the symbiotes. Like they take over the symbiotes, which is weird.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's a cool book. When Thanos gets the parasite one, it's awesome. But Deadpool gets one too, but he's like crazy enough to withstand it. It's a cool book. But Spider-Verse, on the other hand, not so much. And Spider-Verse also has the same problem that comics in the 90s had, which killed the reason I stopped reading X-Men for a while, which is you couldn't just read Spider-Verse. You had to read Spider-Verse, Amazing Spider-Man. You had three different books that were brought out because of the Spider-Verse books. So you had Miles Morales and his team. You had Mayday Parker and Jessica Drew and their team. Then you had Parker's team. Then you had Otto Octavius's team. They all had their own books. So you had to read like seven different story arcs to get this full story. It reminds me a lot of Clone Saga. What? For anybody unaware, that's when we got all the clones, some of which show up in this book with Kane and with Ben Reilly. That was a hard time for Spider-Man because it was a poorly paced. I mean, it could have been cool if it was condensed and short, but it was poorly paced.
Know when it was cool? In the Ultimate Universe.
Sure.
Because they condensed it, took all the cool parts, and made it a fun story.
You know, as much as we rip on the Clone Saga, the reason why it stands out and it actually ages really well is because it was so bad, but it was a really good story.
Whatever you say, Grandpa.
Back in my day, there was this story.
It's so hard to just concentrate on you with that voice.
So we've got the Spider-Verse book, and the whole point of it is what?
Well, let's just talk about Spider-Verse. So okay. First thing we need to do is set this up. So I hate this story so much. Maurer, there's a Spider-Man book that I was not aware of called The Other, right?
Which is an amazing book that introduces you to kind of the web of fate or web of destiny, and that there is more.
Marlin.
Yeah, of there is a reason and a fate of why Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And
which takes away him just, you know, being Peter Parker and being Spider-Man, ruins it. But okay, cool.
But
keep going.
But you get through the whole story, and there's this big battle, and Peter is killed, kind of goes into a cocoon and comes out after kind of, I don't know if it's like a
metamorphosis.
It's a metamorphosis, but he realizes that he has to be Spider-Man. And that's when he gets the organic web shooters. Well, just a cool story.
That book also introduces us to Morlun, who is essentially a vampire for spider people.
So he's a scorpion.
I know I got one to earth to him too, but there's probably, I want to just before we do, explain that. Because there might be some real.
Thank you, baby Huey.
But they don't like suck their bloods and hunt them down.
No.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right, if you're listening, I want you to answer, do scorpions hunt down spiders and drink their blood like vampires? I don't know enough to say you're wrong, but that sounds so wrong.
Does sound a little weird. I like they probably killed
him. We're going to Earth 2 him anyway. Yeah. End of one, end of two.
Earth 2!
You may be right, but I don't know. But I'm still going to Earth 2.
You know what? No matter what you say right now with your voice, it's going to get an Earth 2 sometime. Sorry, man. Love ya.
Okay. But so in this book, it opens up with Marlin eating one of the spider people.
So weird.
So spider people start getting eaten, and Marlin, it turns out, he's a part of an entire family of what are called the Inheritors, and the Inheritors are literally a family of people who eat spider people.
Why are they called the Inheritors?
I don't, because they're stupid vampire dumb people. I don't have good answers for this, because this book is just straight up fan service, and they had no idea how to write it. They were just like, okay, how can we fit any incarnation of Spider-Man into this story? I don't know. Figure it out.
So it sounds like a bunch of filler episodes from your favorite animes.
I don't even, like, you're giving it too much credit. you're giving it too much credit. I really think, like, I think that Marvel executives went, Spider-Man's really popular, and I want to see a book where all the spider people are in it, and I need it by next week. Jim, do you got it? And Jim was just like, yeah. And this is what we got. Thanks, Jim.
So, by the way, Jim, we need it to involve everybody, and it's got to last how many weeks?
It just kept going. It kept going. Like, when issue one came out, I was so excited, and then issue two never came out. All these other Into the Spider-Verse books came out, and I went, I don't want to buy all these books to get this story. And then eventually, issue two came out, and it was over. So literally, there's a Spider-Verse that opens it and a Spider-Verse that ends it, but all of the real stories in the middle. And mind you, I had to do research on this because I didn't read them. I could care less. They all annoyed me. So let's talk about this book.
Let's.
So we got the Inheritors, who are
vampire.
Vampire spider people. No, not spider people, but they're vampires to spider people. And they are essentially in communication with the Master Weaver, which is a dude in a weird robotic spider bottom half.
But he's a spider person.
Let me tell you about this guy. He works on the web of destiny, the web of life and death, the web, the thing that ties all the spider people together. He literally lives on it and repairs it. It's the thing that he repairs and lives on. Do you wonder, like, this sounds, it already is dumb. So we got this guy, the Weaver. We're gonna call him Weaver Weasel, just because I wanted the alliteration.
Why
you can earn to me or not, but we no. Master Weaver Weasel. Because doesn't that sound better?
It does,
Master
actually.
Weaver Weasel.
Why
how about
why
just is, Weaver Weasel?
Why is he helping the Inheritors if he's a spider person himself?
Well, he's not really a spider person, but he has a prophecy.
He's on a web.
Yeah, he literally is on the web.
And he weaves it.
He weaves that web.
Like, but he's not a spider person.
He's not really a spider person because as you'll find out later in the story, he gets replaced with just a dude, one of the vampire people. Right. I'm telling you, this story's bad. Mm. One of the unfortunately, the writer of this story is going to listen to this one issue, and I'm going
to
feel horrible.
He deserves to get flamed.
What I also want to get is, didn't Marvel pretty much wipe away all of the stuff that happened in the other, which was the beginning of this? Like, the organic web shooters went away in One More Day. So One More Day erased Peter being part of the spider.
Anyway, the web of destiny Weevil Master.
Weevils wobble, but they don't.
He tells the Inheritors that spider people are going to essentially beat
kill
them.
You.
So they got to kill all the spider people in order to survive.
And they're like, yummy.
And that's the whole thing, is that they eat spider people. Anyway, so Spider-Man's doing normal Spider-Man stuff. He talks to Silk, and Silk, if anybody's unaware of who Silk is, she actually shoots webs out of her fingers, but she was bitten by the same radioactive spider that Peter was, but she was taken and held captive. So Peter eventually breaks her free, but what's kind of funny about the two of them is they have pheromones. Thank you,
they
baby.
They both give off pheromones to each other.
That attract each other. So they have, like, this wild, wild, passionate affair every time they see each other. So they try their best to, like, keep it distance.
Which had to be rough, because when he met her, wasn't she naked?
Uh-huh. And she literally made an outfit out of webs.
Yeah.
That's part of where she got the name. But she shows up. They go do spider people stuff.
While making
right?
out.
I think it was a robot or something that they stopped. I don't know, because it's dumb. And then also,
can we get a dumb counter for this issue?
You ding.
Bing.
All of these spider people then show up together out of nowhere and say, hey, in the other book, Parker, we're going to just call him Parker because there's a lot of spider people we're about to talk about. Parker, you beat Moreland. That guy. You beat him, so we want you to like help lead our team to stop them from destroying the Web of Destiny.
Did he really beat them, though? Moreland beat him to his death, and he was bloody, and
beat
Tony Stark had to take his body, and he went into a cocoon.
But
like,
here it is. The Inheritors refused to come to the 616 universe because of the fight between Parker and Moreland. So they went after everybody else, right? Okay. So they were killing other people while they waited.
So they fear 616.
Right. But because it's a whole family of them now, they're like, all right, we're going to go get the 616 guy. Right.
So we got grandpa and
right.
And Judd. So
which the grandpa's like, his name's Solus. I think, you know, he's their dad, whatever. It doesn't matter. All the spider people finally get together. We have Spider Ham. So you got Peter Porker from his wonderful universe of farm animals. I like Peter Porker. I don't care what you say. Mauer's rolling his eyes. Peter Porker
was amazing.
Peter Porker is literally, he was a spider bitten by a radioactive pig and then turned into a pig with spider powers. And it was Aunt May who bit him.
Spider pig.
Does whatever a spider pig does.
Spider pig's awesome. Shut up. Peter Porker. Spider Ham is the man. Anyway, then you, yeah. Now we're so upset. Spider Gwen showed up in this book for the first time, who my niece is obsessed with right now, which I'm so happy about.
Ghost Spider.
You're right. The Ghost Spider. Which I still don't like that name. You know what name is actually growing on me, though?
What's that?
Miles' name, Kid Arachnid. Kid Arachnid's starting to grow on me.
Well, that's been around before, though.
I know, but he's...
Kid Arachnid's a cool name.
He's been. I like Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, the Kid Arachnid. Like, I like just throwing it on at the end. Like, I don't want him to be the Kid Arachnid. I want him to be Spider-Man, but, like, throwing it on.
Yeah.
Like, I like
the
that.
Kid Arachnid allows him to build his own...
Legacy.
You know, he's not... You're not immediately tied to Spider-Man.
The moment this movie comes out, and now Spider-Geddon, which is out now, is also a lot of it's told through Miles' eyes. So Miles is going to, any way you cut it, Miles is there. You don't need to change his name. He's cemented himself as a Spider-Man, especially after this movie.
A Kid Arachnid.
But anyway, Miles is there. And then it also turns out that after Superior Spider-Man, Doc Ock's been sent through time, essentially, and he realizes what's going on. So Superior Spider-Man, which is Dr. Octopus in Spider-Man's body, also comes back as a somewhat anti-hero villain who kind of gets his own team together while Peter Parker's getting his team together. Then Miles goes off and gets his own team together, which is like
animated and the 60s animated.
Yeah, both the cartoons. So the modern cartoon on Disney and the 60s cartoon, and they get in the spider buggy, right?
It talks.
Then you also have Spider-Gwen. She goes and gets the Japanese live-action Spider-Man with the big Zord, right? He's involved. Okay. I don't even want to go. Like, I hate the story.
So, I have a question.
So much.
I have a question. If there's a giant Zord involved.
And he gets his ass kicked. The giant Zord
in a
gets
few
his
minutes.
Ass kicked.
What?
By the Inheritors.
By one dude.
Yeah.
Giant robot beat up by one dude.
And then they put him back together like an issue later. And he's like, oh, he's back. And you're supposed to be like, oh, no way. No, I'm not. He got his ass kicked.
It
I don't
was
care.
Useless if he got his ass kicked
I don't
the first
care.
Time. Was there a spider flute at all?
Was there spider fluid?
Spider flute.
Sorry, I'll translate. Was there a spider flute?
Was there
like
spider
the dragon
fluid? That's wow. There's one more day. That's a really bad inside joke. Isn't that the one? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the one I'm thinking of?
Uh-huh.
With the radioactive
spider
man juice?
Fluid. The radioactive spider fluid. I still think he gets an Earth too.
I mean, okay. Well, just because. One, two, and ten. We're done. Let's keep moving.
Mauer's upset.
I don't care. I want to get through this issue because I hate it so much. Like, I can't express to you how annoyed I am that we're doing
this. Tell us what you really think.
I think it's garbage juice. I do. Look, I'm Baby Huey. Look up who wrote this because I want to apologize to him because I'm
fire.
Sure he's done other cool stuff. But my God,
has
I hate
he?
This story.
Has he really?
We're gonna find out. Jim, whoever Jimmy is, we're gonna find out. Baby Huey, look it up. Anyway, bottom line is they eventually win and it's over, and then the worlds collide, and then that's that. So it doesn't. None of this matters because all of these universes were destroyed in the incursions, and that's that.
But then weren't they brought back?
Kinda. They're kind of remember they're being reborn by what's his name?
Spider
Franklin.
Geddon.
Text it to me, Baby Huey.
Dan Slott. No, that's okay. Some people hate Dan Slott. Dan Slott.
Wait,
look,
people hate Dan Slott?
Yes. There's a lot of people who hate Dan Slott Spider-Man. I'm not one of them. I actually enjoyed like Spider Island. I thought was cool.
But you didn't enjoy Spider-Verse.
I enjoyed Superior Spider-Man a lot. But Spider-Verse, my God, dude. And look, also, did Baby Huey look up? Did he write all the Spider-Verse spinoffs? Because that's where it goes to shit. I liked
Dan Slott's new Spider-Man when he did it.
Dan Slott I don't have Big Time Spider-Man was cool. I don't have a problem with Dan Slott Spider-Man. I know a lot of people do. I think Pete from Pete's Basement does.
Hold on. Pete from Pete's Basement hates Ben Reilly, so his opinion doesn't matter.
Well, it's not that he hates Ben Reilly. He hates the Clone Saga, which you can't blame him for because the Clone Saga was trash juice as well.
Yeah, Mauer.
Ben Reilly was the best part of that. Just like Gwen Stacy is the best part of Spider-Verse, Ben Reilly was the best part of Clone Saga.
Was Ben Reilly the best part or was the hood?
No, Ben Reilly. I even liked when he took over in the 90s.
He did.
I liked him in general. So you're wrong.
Wrong!
Wow. He didn't know what to do with himself.
What?
You gonna mumble?
Look, 2099 was in it. You should be happy.
I am happy.
What did 2099 do? Anything?
All stuff.
Look at me. I'm from the future.
Look, I'm just, put it this way. The movie better not do anything with this book. I don't want to see the Web of Destiny. I don't want to see the Master Weaver. I don't want the Master Weaver Weasel.
Weebles Wobble.
He didn't write those. So Dan Slott didn't write all the spinoff ones, which is, again, look, they could have been great, but I don't care. The story's stupid. In general, it's just fan service. That's all this is fan service. Dumb. Ding. That's what it is.
Tell us how you really feel. You know, the one cool thing about the Spider-Verse is it does give them the ability to pull the characters that they like into the 616.
The prelude for this is Guardians of the Galaxy and an Amazing Spider-Man issues 4-6. Then Edge of the Spider-Verse issues 1-5. Spider-Man 2099 issue 5. Superior Spider-Man 32 and 33. Amazing Spider-Man 7-8. Then the core series, Amazing Spider-Man 9-15. Then the tie-ins, this is where, and here again, is the actual core of it. Spider-Verse issue 1 and 2. That's it. Scarlet Spiders, all the Scarlet Spiders together. You actually, Mauer, might have liked that because they went to like the clone factory, essentially.
Oh, that's where they destroy the clones for the vampires.
The vampires were making clones of themselves, so they had never-ending bodies, essentially. And they were all also cloning what were considered totems, like the must-have spider people, because again, for the Web of Light Destiny to work, you have to have the clone or the spider people. So they were like making them, just so they always had something to feed on. Okay. Anyway, it's dumb. Then you also have Spider-Man 2099 issue 6-8. Then you got Spider-Verse issue, or no, I did that one already. Spider-Verse team-ups 1-3, and then Spider-Woman 1-4. It's unnecessary.
That's a lot of books.
Unnecessary to get one story.
Baby Huey, get us a tally of how many books that is so we know how much each person had to spend to read this story.
It's too much and too many.
That's
a lot.
The only time that Marvel's pulled this off and it was worth it to read all the books was Civil War. Period.
Civil War. And even Civil War, you could skip them. You didn't need all of them.
You could, but I feel as somebody that read every single one, they all were good stories. It's not like
Onslaught.
You know,
everything with Civil War I thought was good.
Okay.
Blackest Night was another book for DC that did that. And some of them were trash. You didn't need them. Like the Jonah Hex Blackest Night, could care less. I don't need a Black Lantern and Jonah Hex.
See, and I like when they do these tie-ins where you don't have to read it, but if you do read it, it's at least a good story for that character. You know, like the She-Hulk in Civil War was just going through the law proceedings of what they were going through with that. Like, it was still a cool story. You didn't have to read it at all.
Right.
But it made sense for that character in that series, how they'd react to that global thing. So it wasn't like they're like, okay, we're all going to do one storyline. We're going to continue our world, but this is such a big event that it's going to impact us.
Right.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a second and let's just talk, because I don't want to complain this whole time, because the coolest thing that it did do is it brought us a lot of spider people into the same world. Like, I like the fact that Japanese Spider-Man is canon. I like that Spider-Gannon brought in the spider, the PS4 Spider-Man, because the PS4 Spider-Man is phenomenal. So I love that that's being brought into the same fold.
So there was 35 books, let's say on an average of $5 a piece.
It's probably It was probably four dollars.
Four, all right, 35. So that's $140.
Jeez.
$140 to read a story that was undone weeks later. Because they killed all the, they brought all the things back.
And they kind of merged it all together. I mean, it's not that it's undone, but it doesn't matter.
I would say spoiler alert, but nobody cares.
But let's do this. For the remaining 5 to 10 minutes, let's just talk about our favorite spider people, because that was the cool thing. Do you remember when like the teaser image for this came out? That really widespread photo of all of the spider people together?
Yeah.
That picture was dope. We got, I mean, you had, remember they had, what was his name? It was when Bruce Banner became Spider-Man in the gray costume. He, by the way, gets torn apart in that book. Spoiler. Peter Parker. There was there was a fun moment with the monkey Spider-Man seeing Peter Parker and went, "Oh my God, there's a talking pig!" And Peter Parker was like, "Are you serious?" this is too juvenile for Maurer. But I like that scene. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's some cool Spider-Man. Like, I liked Silk.
Yeah, Silk's cool. I like Silk.
Because she was pretty badass. Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen is awesome.
Cool-looking character. Spider-Man Noir. I love that, you know, because of this, we're now going to get Nicolas Cage portraying, you know, Noir Spider-Man in a film.
Features. Top three favorite Spider-Man.
My personal picks?
Yeah.
Okay.
$20.99.
$20.99 and $20.99.
Peter Parker, 2099, Miguel O'Hara.
Wow, you're getting real.
What?
Who else?
And then,
can we do some obscure ones?
Obscure ones?
Yeah, because if Peter Parker's in the fold, okay, he's my number one. I mean, like, that's not. Let's talk about obscure versions of the character that we like.
Okay.
Like Cosmic Spider-Man makes an appearance. He dies, but Cosmic Spider-Man was cool. He gets the
He has the power cosmic.
Yeah, but he gets it from the Microverse. I forget what it's that Micronauts. Was that what it's called?
Something like
Not
that.
Not Micronauts. What the hell was that story? That's where that power comes from. It comes from that tiny universe.
Yeah, but you have to do like this amazing feat to get it.
Well, yeah, and it's only given to certain people. And yeah. Spider-Man got it for a while, and he was like the end-all, be-all OP character.
Right.
And then he comes from a world where he literally never gave it up. So that, remember that What If story? What if Spider-Man never gave up the power cosmic?
Right.
That's where his character comes from. That's the universe that he comes from in this book.
Okay.
But yeah, he still dies somehow.
Amazingly.
Well, he wasn't, because Spider-Man wasn't introduced until recently, because he's the coolest Spider-Man ever. And if you don't know who Spider-Man is, it's the Spider-Man made completely of spiders that's a little crazy and wants to eat everybody. Very, very cool. Nightmare fuel.
There's also Spider.
That's
Penny Parker.
Yeah, she's going to be in the movie.
Yeah. She's pretty cool because she's not like the normal Spider-Man canon storylines where she has to... Her father made a mech suit called Spider.
All right, well, don't worry about it. We're going to do a whole episode on the Spider-Verse characters, so we don't got to go into that. No.
And Baby Huey loves the punk Spider-Man.
Spider-Punk. Hobie Brown. Anyway, you know...
Hobie Brown holding it down.
You know who one of my favorite versions of Spider-Man ever was?
Who?
Baghead.
Yes.
Dude, Baghead Spider-Man was great when his costume was all messed up and he had like a TV appearance, so he wears a Fantastic Four costume with a bag over his head. He's awesome.
Yeah, I like the werewolf Spider-Man.
Spider-Carnage was awesome. That was awesome. And the animated series did that. And then that was a big part in the
comics. Well, and then the Clone Saga. Yeah, I always liked the six-arm Spider-Man.
Man-Spider,
that's it. That figure was awesome.
Yeah, and remember in the animated series, Punisher was hunting him?
Yes.
Like how that's awesome. You can't, there's nothing bad about that sentence. But then you have Iron Spider from Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if we had to pick three and we eliminated the main continuity one, so take out Peter Parker, take out 2099, take out Miles. I guess
because of her popularity, I would also say Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen. Like those are our main spider people at this point. Would you agree?
And Silk, right?
And I don't know if I put Silk up there. She's awesome, but I don't know if she's got Spider-Gwen popularity.
Because for me, I Silk, Noir, What's the doctor one?
Superior?
Superior, yeah. Spider-Man.
Doc Ock, like the Spears, but like those three are, I like them. Mm. They all happen to be the darker of the Spider-Verse.
I actually like Kane.
Oh, Kane.
I would say Scarlet Spider, not Kane Scarlet Spider, but the Ben Reilly Scarlet Spider with the hood.
So you like Scarlet Spider better than when he was the just Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I'm sappy, so I like Anna May Parker. Anna May Parker is from Renew Your Vows when Mary Jane and Parker were married and had a kid.
Aww.
She's cool. I like her.
Mm-hmm. I like her because family.
I mean, yeah. Mayday, as Baby Huey's saying quietly in the back, Mayday Parker as well. But I don't like Mayday as much as Anime. Anime Parker, I don't know. I don't know why. I feel more connected to Anime Parker than Mayday.
So you're Spider-Punk, Anime.
Oh, Spider-Punk's okay. I wouldn't put Spider-Punk up there as my top. I mean, Ben Reilly wins. I mean, Ben Reilly off the bat wins. Then I would probably, I mean, Black Suit Spider-Man.
Well, he's a main continuity.
Sure, but a lot of the variations are from different timelines or different alternate universes. So, like, for example, Cosmic Spider-Man is a character wholly to himself, even though it's Peter Parker.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because he's from an alternate universe.
Yeah, but Black Suit Spider-Man isn't from an alternate universe.
I guarantee you there's an What If book where he doesn't give up the Venom symbiote. I guarantee you that's a thing.
That's its own universe.
So that's branch universe theory, which is what Marvel's all based on, right? So because there is a potential he could have made that other decision, an entire universe is around that decision. I got a little, little maybe much, but that's a lot of how this works. That's how Spider-Verse works in the first place.
I like Arachnite.
Oh,
not in.
He's not in Spider-Geddon either, but he should be.
He should.
You know, Arachnite. You know what? I'm taking that too. I'm taking Arachnite. Maori, you're taking Arachnite. For anybody unaware, Arachnite is from the Infinity Warps, which is going on right now, which is where Gamora merged a bunch of characters together, one of which is Spider-Man and Moon Knight.
So I'm going to go Arachnite, Noir, and Superior.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That would be my Spider team.
I would do Superior. I'd put Superior up there, but I would also probably... Spider-Hulk was cool. Spider-Hulk was fun.
These are the three. Adding more rules.
I know.
If we have to pick three, and we're going to go attack.
Oh, so we're making our own Spider-Verse team, like to attack wise? Yeah. Oh, man. That changes things dramatically.
Arachnite,
dude,
Noir, and
Cosmic Spider-Man. Definitely. He's definitely coming with me.
He got beat up by one guy, though.
Spider-Hulk, definitely coming with me. He got beat up by the soulless, stupid vampire grandpa.
Which shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, in the first place. So, dumb. Ding.
Ooh, your third.
I know. Who's it going to be? Arachnite's good. Arachnite's really good. That's really good. But I feel like there's got to be... What's the Spider-Man with the flaming ghost head?
Oh.
Ghost Spider. What's he from?
That's not
I
ghost
only know
spider.
Him from PS4, but I'm sure he exists somewhere. I'm sure that wasn't his first time ever showing up, but he'd be cool.
Yeah, can I trade? No.
You said three. You can't change the rules.
All right, your turn, Peach.
No, I'm stumped. There's too many spider people.
You can't throw three together.
You would do Spider-Man 2099.
Spider-Man 2099.
And then you would do the old costume and the new costume.
I definitely would do Spider-Man 2099. Not the new costume, no.
I like the new costume.
New costume's dope.
I like the new costume.
You guys said he looked like a luchador.
He does. He looked like a luchador before, though. Yeah. It's not new.
I didn't like the old costume. I like the new costume. Mm. So... All right, so you and I are going to go. Features.
I'll take Spider Carnage as the last. Spider Carnage, Cosmic Spider-Man, and then
Spider-Hulk.
Spider-Hulk. That's a pretty. It's a pretty beastly Spider-Man team.
That yeah, you're going for power there. Peach,
2099. Spider-Man ever lift Thor's hammer? Because I would do that, Spider-Man.
Anything?
I got one more thing. I got one more thing. Because he'll never say it, one of our lovely co-hosts' birthday just passed. So I think in your wonderful voice, we need to sing a happy birthday to Mr. Mao here. So are you ready, Features?
Baby Huey.
Baby Huey, sing it in the back with us. You ready?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mauer. Happy birthday to you. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
So if everybody could also in the comments section wish a happy birthday to Mr. Mauer. We love him to death. He hates that this is happening. He literally kicked the mic away. He's so annoyed that this happened. But we wish him a wonderful year. Thanks for being with us all this long.
When was your birthday? What day was it?
His birthday was when our last show came out.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, Mauer, I think Mauer gave up on the show at this show, at this episode. It wouldn't surprise me if he edits this out. So I think I'll just do the outro. That was Spider-Verse. Those were our favorite spider people. You can find the show at Welcome to Fireside everywhere online at Welcome to Fireside. Yeah, if you liked it, do me a favor, comment, share, wish Mauer a happy birthday. Once again, I'm Menti.
I'm Features.
And Mr. Mauer is not near the microphone because he's annoyed that we wish him a happy birthday. So yeah, also check us out on the OG Podcast Network, both the website and the app when you get a chance. And we will see you next Wednesday. All right, deuces.
Excelsior.